Hey,
what's up,
Todd? It's a new day. It must be a new episode of your daily scrum.
It must be. I just realized I'm wearing a brewery t-shirt for this one.
Maybe they'll send you some beer.
Hill Farmstead, love their beer.
Sponsors. All right, welcome. This is your daily scrum. We are professional scrum trainers, Ryan Ripley and Todd Miller. Together, we run Agile for Humans, the premier training company on the planet. All right, maybe North America, maybe Midwest. I don't know.
And Pennsylvania.
Indiana and Pennsylvania.
A small portion of Indiana, a small portion of Pennsylvania.
We teach scrum.org's catalog of scrum courses. We teach Pro Kanban's catalog of courses. We are content creators, workshop deliverers, liberating structures, aficionados, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Check out the description. Check out ours there. You can find our book, Fixing Your Scrum, our website, and all sorts of fun stuff about us. All right, Todd, today, this is kind of a debate we're having as we're creating a new course.
It's been actually super fun.
Can't say no more. We spent all day, but it's going to be awesome. But we kind of had this discussion and we thought, what a fun idea to bring to the show. Is a customer a stakeholder for a scrum team? Todd, I'm going to let you give the wrong answer. And then I'm going to... No. How are you looking at this? Can you break it down for everybody?
Sure. So I've heard this. I actually heard this debate quite a bit, and I've landed on my opinion for the debate. So when I think traditionally of a stakeholder, I think of somebody that has a vested interest in the outcome, but not necessarily a receiver. So when I think of stakeholder, a receiver of what we're building, when I think of a stakeholder, I think of somebody that maybe is holding the purse strings, right? They own the money. It could be an office employee whose job is impacted. It could be a salesperson that's going to sell it, a marketing person that needs to market it. I think of somebody that has a vested interest in the outcome, but is not necessarily a receiver of our product. And sometimes when I see customer mixed in with not receiver, I think that we get a little confused. So I really like to say stakeholders are stakeholders and customers are customers. And a customer is a receiver of the product that we're building. And I try to draw a line between the two of them. What do you think?
I see a stakeholder as, I agree with your definition, someone who's invested in the outcome of the product, someone who we see as a trusted partner to help us understand what we need to build. Let me ask you a question. Here's kind of the question that kind of helps me frame it. We use an online tool to manage the financials of our business, right? Mm-hmm. So if they were to decide that invoicing was going to get pulled out of that tool, are we invested in the outcome of that decision?
Yeah, so we are, but we're invested as receivers.
Right.
Right. So they could make that decision. A stakeholder could lobby to make the product owner make that decision. And that product owner makes the decision, and the receivers of the product are the ones impacted. Now, indirectly, they're impacted. The stakeholders are impacted probably from some kind of financial decision. But we're immediately impacted and going to start looking for a new tool to become the receiver of.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask you next, because I'm trying to pick apart kind of where you're at with this. If I'm a stakeholder, if I have the purse strings for a product and we make a bad decision and we lose revenue, or we make a good decision and we gain revenue, aren't I also a receiver of that benefit?
I would say that because you have a vested interest is no. You're a receiver, you're a beneficiary of what we've given the receiver. So you benefit because you did something positively for the person receiving the product. And I think that's actually a really good discussion to talk about why we measure what we measure. Because, you know, we oftentimes say in our classes that you could have very high stakeholder satisfaction, right? They could be receiving or they could be the beneficiary of financial gains, of new customer gains, maybe. But your customers may not be satisfied. So stakeholders, just because they think they know what should be in the product, and you're kind of working through that as a product owner. And stakeholders, just because we're squeezing the dollars out of everything, it's very expensive for us to maintain that invoicing thing. So let's rip it out.
All right. So we're making a distinction here that I think I like. I think you've just kind of swayed. I actually do not have a strong opinion here. I think you've just pulled me in. We do the same thing when we talk about value. We talk about outcome and impact. Outcome is for the organization. Impact is for the customer, right? So now what you're saying is a stakeholder is more internal, a customer is more the external receiver. And measuring those two separately is important, just as measuring outcome and impact and using those measures differently is important. So I actually think this is a great distinction. Is a customer a stakeholder? I think, Todd, you've just convinced me in the last 5 minutes that yes, we actually should separate these. We should measure them separately. Now, should we talk to a customer constantly about what they need from the product and what their pains and gains? Do that. Don't be the product owner who guesses.
Yeah, please.
Don't guess. Don't just talk to the stakeholders. They just want to, you know, increase shareholder value. Well, that's not going to please a customer.
Yeah.
But I like this. Consider them separate. They should have different types of questions. They have different areas of concern, different measures. And as a product owner, you get to balance out which levers to pull, which measures to look at, just as we think about outcomes and impacts. Does that make sense?
It does. And just to draw a line on that, and I say this all the time as a product owner, it's maddening that just because one is true does not mean the other is. I've been in situations where I've had really heavy customers and upset stakeholders, believe it or not.
Yep.
I've been in many situations where I've had really happy stakeholders. You built what we said to build, right? Unempowered product owner. And the customers were like, what the heck is this, right? There is really not a correlation. There really should be a correlation between happy customers and happy stakeholders. I don't know. There oftentimes isn't. So cool.
I'm swayed. In fact, I'm going to give you a new banner, Todd.
Sweet.
Like there you go. You got it. Yeah. I'm with you.
So I must have built a good case then. I feel good.
Connection around what you measure, I think, really swayed me there. And I think that's an important consideration for all the product owners out there, for all the scrum masters out there. Really be careful. The more I think about it, the more I like it. We can't just lump the customer in, because you're going to get these false positives. You're going to get these, some are happy, some are not. This distinction is important. So yeah, Todd, I'm with you. A customer is not a stakeholder.
Sweet.
Well,
let's see what everybody else thinks.
Leave us your comments below. We want to know what you think. Is a customer a stakeholder? Yes or no? Leave us your comments. Leave us your questions. Your questions turn into videos. Check out the socials. We've been pretty active on Twitter and LinkedIn, especially lately. Like and subscribe. Todd, 35% of the people watching, the numbers are getting better, but they're not subscribed. Can you believe that?
I cannot believe that. Please like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. It helps us. We're getting close to 5,000 subs. We get to 10,000. We're doing merch. So, hey, if all of you tell a friend, we get there. Check out the videos below. The YouTube algorithm thinks you'll like them. We do too. And for Todd Miller, I'm Ryan Ripley. Go forward. Do some great Scrum things. Don't assume. Always talk to your customer. And we'll check in with you tomorrow.
See you.